Welcome to the History Reviewed channel, where we analyze the lies and deceptions of history. The other day I was at a chemist, and while I was at the chemist, I started talking to the pharmacist a bit about the coronavirus, because here in South Africa we had one case of the coronavirus that they discovered a few days ago. It's somebody in Durban, which is on the east coast. It's about 600 kilometers or so from Johannesburg. And all of a sudden it gets on the news and people are panicked. We haven't got a death. We've just got one case of the coronavirus. But you should see the reaction. And it's ridiculous. It's doubly ridiculous given the other problems of the country. I was shocked to see. I just laugh at some of the stuff because it's dumb and dumber. There was a news report that the president of South Africa, this black Jew that we've got, Ramaphosa, that he called for calm. He calls for calm in the country over the coronavirus. But there are so many things in this country that are 1,000 times worse than the coronavirus. And as I say, it's only one case. Nobody's even died yet. We haven't even had a single death. And in South Africa, we have at least 16,000 murders a year. With a population of just over 50 million, we've got as many murders in South Africa as America with a population of over 300 million. And these statistics are probably incorrect anyway, because before they started censoring the murder statistics in the year 2000, we were having 30,000 murders per annum. 30,000. That's more than the number of people who die in many wars. But even after they lie about the statistics and so forth, it's still 16,000, and I think I've even heard 18,000 dead from murder. And here people are running around panicking over one guy who's ill. There are other things that are dangerous, that are more dangerous than the coronavirus. The way that some of our taxis, the black taxis, drive. You got a better chance of being hit by a black taxi than you have of dying from the coronavirus. You've got criminals, you've got murderers. Somebody is likely to break into your car or your house or hold you up at gunpoint. Those are greater risks than the coronavirus. Yet now people panic over the coronavirus. And the only reason they're panicking is because of all the attention on the coronavirus that's coming from the mass media overseas, especially the American media, which seems to have panicked the world. And I'm quite sure it's a deliberate thing, actually. But I'm going to discuss that in a separate video on the coronavirus, because people have been asking me for my views on the coronavirus. However, I just wanted to tell you the silly story about the coronavirus here. So I'm talking to the pharmacist and I happen to mention the coronavirus, and the pharmacist begins telling me a story that literally made my jaw drop. The pharmacist tells me that about a month ago, Asian people here in South Africa started coming to the pharmacy and started asking for masks that they can wear. And then they started to ask for something that they can wash their hands with, but they don't want to use normal soap. They're looking for something, maybe more powerful than just normal soap. And the chemist or the pharmacist doesn't even stock this kind of stuff, like a special soap that you can use, let's say a special medical soap. And these people were freaking out over that. So they had to go and then order liters of whatever this product is. And I was told that at first they would come and get like a couple of masks. And then as time went by, more Asians would come. And we don't even have that many Asians here, by the way. And as time went by, more of these people would come. They seemed to be mostly Asians, but not all only Asians. And people would start coming and buying more and more masks. And I was told that eventually they were getting orders for 50 boxes of masks, which is quite insane. I mean, this is just one pharmacy near me, and they're getting so many orders for these things, and it's just getting more and more and more. And now, of course, with the single case of coronavirus, now it's already, people are going nuts. And I was astounded by it. Sounds like it's mostly Asians. We don't really have many Asians except for Indians. But yeah, it's definitely freaking some people out. But it does sound, from the way the pharmacist was talking, it does sound as if it is perhaps a thing that's not just an Asian thing, that there are other people, maybe whites, maybe blacks, who are also buying this stuff. But I thought it was crazy, man. And then the pharmacist says to me, it doesn't matter what the coronavirus is. The fact is, it's a virus. It's no different to the flu virus. And then even the pharmacist was saying to me, in America, 36,000 people die every year from the flu, which is true. I'd been looking that number up myself, and the CDC says it's between 30 and 40,000 Americans die every year from the flu. So the pharmacist was saying, look, it's a virus, and you just take all the normal precautions that you take for a virus. At best, you go and get yourself some multivitamins to boost your system. But rule number one, you've got to wash your hands, wash your hands, wash your hands, wash your hands. And try and keep your hands away from your face, because that's how you spread it. And, those are the main things you do when you're dealing with a virus. And I know myself that your hands are the real place where you catch germs and diseases and so forth. Your hands are touching too many things. Your hands are touching things that other people are touching. And your hands are the prime means by which you're going to get an infection. So wash your hands, wash your hands, wash your hands, and just use normal soap, man. But I was astounded by it. The pharmacist, I think, said that the coronavirus can survive. Can't remember now if the pharmacist said it was up to 29 days, or it can survive a certain number of days out in the open, if people touch something. And I know I was reading about how long it can survive, and it can survive a couple of days. I'm not sure if it can survive up to 2 weeks. Now, the pharmacist then started talking about, the panic over the coronavirus. And out of the pharmacist's mouth came the viewpoint that you know, the mass media is evil, that the mass media is kicking up a storm that is much ado about nothing. Viruses are common. Viruses are what medical doctors and the medical industry faces all the time. There's no need for all this extreme panic over a new virus. All the normal old procedures are quite fine. And a point I want to make is it doesn't matter if they don't have a vaccine or a cure for it. The initial thing that you need is simply to take normal precautions and slow down the spread. As it is, Western scientists will get to the bottom of this sooner than anybody else. And another thing that I'll tell you, I've looked at the statistics of the kinds of people who die, and it's actually really old people who die from this virus. People above 80 are the first casualties, then it's the people above 70 who are the next casualties, and so on. By the time you get down to about the age of 40, from the age of 40 downwards, it's the same infection rate. The people who are dying are really old people, and the people also have other medical complications. They've got heart problems, they've got lung problems, respiratory problems, diabetes. These are the people who are vulnerable. The number of people who don't have a pre-existing condition are actually very, very few, those who die, very few. And when it goes below the age of 40, right down to babies, this thing has about the same effects. Children who get it don't get it anywhere near as bad as the older people. You see, the problem is you've got older, frail people with pre-existing problems, and it just takes a little something to push them, their health, over the edge, and then they pass away. That's how it is. It's like that with all old people on all sorts of levels. Like in the days when my mom was alive, I found out that, for example, an old person falling, an old person who falls, that's the beginning of death. They might fall and just injure themselves a little bit, but it's the beginning of bigger problems, because once they start falling, then they fall again, and at some point they hurt themselves more, and that injury then becomes detrimental to their health, and it weakens them, and it sets in motion a slow process, and falling is actually a thing that will lead to death for old people. And it was something that I watched out for a lot when my mom was alive, because they get weak and they can't control themselves, and then they just fall suddenly and they can really hurt themselves. They don't have the ability to soften the fall, etc. So for old people, falling is already the first few steps towards death. Death will follow not too long after they start falling. And the coronavirus is just something similar, that once it starts happening, if you are vulnerable and you are weak and you are old, then it can push you over the edge. Anything can kill you. So it's not like it's particularly deadly to others. The younger people, right down to babies, they're quite fine. And I was reading here where the first doctor, a white doctor, was the one who diagnosed the coronavirus. And now the doctor and the nurse had to go into isolation, and the doctor is actually saying that she's actually highly irritated by all the fuss over this thing, because this thing is a panic, and it's a panic that's been started by the newspapers, especially in the USA. And I think there's a freaking agenda behind this thing. Right from the get-go, there's an agenda behind this thing. And other people are also looking at this and saying this is weird. And these medical people are saying it's much ado about nothing. And I notice, for example, that the president of South Africa, whom I don't trust, I think that he converted to Judaism. That's my own view. And I'm still going to put out more info on that. Ramaphosa, who's a big liar and a deceptive bastard, it says here on one of the websites on the BBC, it says, South Africa's President Cyril Ramaphosa has warned that the coronavirus will turn into a national crisis and its impact will be huge. And it says his warning came after the first case of the coronavirus was detected in South Africa. Now, how come this Ramaphosa is already predicting this up front? Or is he already, has he already got some other plan B in mind that he's going to use the coronavirus as an excuse for something else? And it seems that the person who contracted it is a 38-year-old man, and he's within the range that's quite safe, who visited Italy with his wife. So, now in Italy, I was reading that why it is that Italy got a whole bunch of coronavirus infections, because Italy got a whole stack of them, the most outside China, and from what I can see, it seems as if there was a Pakistani who got the coronavirus who lived in Italy and worked in Italy, and he carried on going to work. The doctors had told him that he must go into isolation, and he didn't. He carried on going to work, and I'm not sure if he worked at a restaurant, and he was just infecting people, and now you have so many corona infections in Italy, and it looks almost like it comes from one person. But anyway, the Italians have actually found him guilty of some crime, because if you do certain things that deliberately affect people, they found him guilty of this. And I'm not quite sure if he's in jail yet or whatever's going to happen. Now, South Africa, I had been quite surprised that we'd survived this long without a single infection. And I do wonder whether there could be infections here in the country that we don't know about. We've got quite a lot of people who travel to and from Asia and from China. So I was quite surprised that we hadn't had this earlier. In Natal, where this first case has appeared, that is a place where there's a very, very high percentage of blacks. It's higher than normal. It's Zulu territory. It's highly populated. There are lots of Indians there as well. Whites are actually not that many. So it's possible that this person is probably a non-white. The white population there as a percentage is lower than normal. So I think it will be a very short period of time before this gets to Johannesburg and other main centers. Zulus are moving back and forth between Durban and Johannesburg a lot. So I think it's going to spread, and we'll see what happens. I don't trust what Ramaphosa has said. I think he's a sneaky devil. He's too cozy with the Jews. And I think that this panic is a Jewish panic. This thing has been pushed by the mass media, and they've been pushing it like crazy. And it makes absolutely no sense at all. I do, however, have a theory of my own now about why it is that they may have gone as wild as they have in pushing this thing. I think the Jews have got another agenda with this thing. This thing is more dangerous than the flu, but this is nothing compared to other things that have happened in the past. And it doesn't look like it's anywhere close to something like Spanish flu, which killed like 50 to 100 million people 100 years ago. And it's also not that uncommon for diseases to jump between animals. I was reading up about it. I was reading an article where they said that 11 different diseases have jumped to humans from animals. And among them are Spanish flu, bubonic plague, Lyme disease, malaria. And believe it or not, there are diseases that jump from humans to animals. They found that gorillas and chimpanzees in Africa have gotten polio from blacks, no doubt, because blacks would have polio. They found chimpanzees and gorillas getting anthrax, which comes from cattle. So diseases jump between species of animals. It's nothing particularly new. I think that this son of a bitch, Ramaphosa, is probably going to try and use the coronavirus as some kind of excuse for some kind of nonsense that he's up to. I don't trust this guy as far as a person could kick him. So, Ramaphosa, I trust him nothing. And I must tell you, I had to chuckle because I see that a hotel in China where they put people who were in quarantine for the coronavirus, that a hotel collapsed. Just hold on again. This sounds like Africa, but it's not Africa. The hotel collapsed. How the hell is that possible? Even in Africa, it's rare for things to just collapse. And again, it brings me back to the point about the stupid Chinese. The Chinese are not as hot as you think. And for a building to just freaking collapse, why is it collapsing? Is it because of bad building? Or did you load the building with so many people or equipment that it could collapse? I find that almost impossible to believe. But a hotel. It says coronavirus quarantine hotel in China collapses. Live updates. Approximately 70 people are reportedly trapped in the collapsed hotel used for quarantine in the city of Quanzhou. That's nuts, man. The Chinese are not as hot as you think. They're not as hot as you think. So anyway, so that's the stupid coronavirus scare. We've got more things to be scared of than the stupid coronavirus. Let me just see what this Ramaphosa scumbag says. So, first of all, the president says, you know, don't panic. And then he says that the coronavirus will turn into a national crisis and its impact will be huge. It will have a huge impact on a number of things, travel, our economy. It is already showing signs of a negative impact on tourism. How the hell is that possible? Why would tourism have stopped already? I see that there is now evidence for the second coronavirus case in South Africa, and it's somebody in Johannesburg who was part of the group that went to Italy. So this thing is going to start spreading. But there's something else that I noticed. And if you're watching this in the video format, you will see a map on the screen, and the map shows the coronavirus across the world. And I noticed something that the journalists were writing about. They were saying, why are there so few coronavirus cases in Africa? Because look at Africa. It's as if most of Africa doesn't have any coronavirus cases. And what little there is almost nothing. And I even saw them writing and saying, well, maybe it is because of the very hot climate. These liberal scumbags, they're always looking for any explanation except the obvious, and they're always quick to divert attention in the wrong direction. I would say that the reason why there are less coronavirus cases in Africa is as a result of two things. One is that there probably isn't as much travel from Africa to these other places. But I do know that there's quite a bit of activity between Africa and China. So I really expected something sooner than this. However, probably the real reason why there are no coronavirus cases in most of Africa, other than lower levels of travel, is simply that the governments are too disorganized to even bother to do anything. They'll probably say to the World Health Organization, yes, everything is in hand, we're busy dealing with it, and meanwhile they're doing nothing. I'm quite convinced that it's a case of them doing nothing, because when I spoke to the pharmacist was saying that the only thing that they were doing at the airports is to take people's temperature. That is the only thing that they're doing at airports. And the pharmacist said, that's not enough. So if that's what they're doing in South Africa, and South Africa's way more sophisticated than the rest of Africa, I would say that chances are they either don't care, they've got bigger problems, I doubt they've even done anything. And anything that they've done, it's been mere lip service to it. So this could be very interesting. Let's watch how this coronavirus thing carries on. Because just looking at the map, it's Europe and America that already have the most cases. But that is because they are looking actively and they are prepared. Even though people in America say, oh no, America's not prepared. Trust me, you are way more prepared than these other places. Notice how Africa, and then to a lesser degree South America, don't seem to have coronavirus cases. And I wonder how much of this is due to lack of development and bad infrastructure, bad government, bad organization. If this is the case, then it's going to be very interesting to see how it develops, because then it will mean that the virus might actually get to start spreading in Africa without them even doing the slightest thing to try and stop it. There are lots of things that happen in Africa where Africa is told by the United Nations or by the United States, they are told, do this, do that. You've got to apply this process. You've got to do that thing. I was in banking, and when I was in banking, there were certain courses and procedures, like for money laundering and stuff, that we were supposed to do, and it all came from the United States and the UN. And I can tell you that over here in Africa, these people pay lip service to most of these things. In fact, there's a certain thing, a certain activity that they're supposed to do for law enforcement. I'm not going to tell you what this thing is because it's very useful for me, okay? There is something that they are supposed to do that they are literally ordered to do, and it's in order to help curb crime. And in Africa, especially South Africa, but probably in all of Africa, millions of people break this rule. It is broken by blacks and whites and Indians like you cannot believe. And it's actually something that is quite important for the sake of police and catching criminals. and they don't do this. They actually have an active way to get round the system, and huge amounts of stuff that the United Nations and the United States thinks is being captured and controlled by the system and the process in South Africa is actually not even touched. It's only done to a fraction of what it could be. People are breaking the law. Not just one person. Huge numbers of people are breaking the law. Perhaps 20-30% or more of the people are breaking the law. And it's something I'm saying absolutely nothing about, because it has its uses for me. There are things I also want, and it's useful to know that you can get it. And trust me, it helped me when I was on YouTube. When YouTube was busy giving me a lot of grief, I actually used this trick to help me keep my channels going on YouTube. It actually helped me to bypass some of the YouTube processes. So I know what I'm talking about here. I would say that chances are they're doing nothing, they don't care, they've got more problems on their mind, and they will probably tell the rest of the world, no, everything's okay, when in fact it isn't. Then quite a time later, when it really turns into a big problem for them, then they'll rush off to the West and ask for money and help, and then the West is going to have to do something. So my thinking at the moment is maybe this is a good thing, and it appears as if there's no coronavirus in Africa, when in fact it's already spreading, and it may spread very nicely due to the bad conditions and the bad health care and the bad everything, and it could maybe do some good work on this continent. When I look at all those countries that are blank, that are grey, that don't have any coronavirus in them at all, I don't believe it. And I see that Nigeria is the only other country. Nigeria and Egypt have got a bit of coronavirus. Now, Egypt I can understand, because Egypt is more developed than the rest of the black countries. Nigeria is of interest because Nigeria has got a population of 200 million blacks. So if the coronavirus gets in there, that could be really interesting. I found a couple of strange stories. The BBC say that these stories are not true, but there's a little bit to them that has a very African sound, and I think it might be true. But I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time now trying to see if it is or isn't true. But there is a bit of an African sound to it that could be right. There is a story doing the rounds that apparently a preacher, a Christian preacher in Nigeria, claimed that he could cure the people of coronavirus, and that he went to China to do so, and then he contracted coronavirus, and now he's in hospital. The BBC says this is not true. I don't trust the BBC on things like this. This does sound very Nigerian and like it could be real. The Nigerians have got lots of these preachers, and they are also prophets. Here in Africa, you've got quite a few blacks who take up the art of being prophets, like in the Bible. I'm not kidding you. And they do all kinds of things, and they claim to have all kinds of special powers, and then these things backfire on them. And so that thing about the Nigerian guy, that could be true, because I've come across Nigerian preachers and the weird things they do. And here in South Africa, there are preachers, black preachers, who've done all kinds of weird things that have even got people killed, I think, where they claim that due to their belief in God and Jesus and so forth, they can do this and that miracle, and then they try the miracle, and then the miracle backfires on them. So there could be things that are like that. I see there are quite a few claims of misinformation in Africa. And I even saw a story where people claim that shaving your beard will help you to not get the coronavirus. The coronavirus could therefore also open up a great chance for prophets and preachers to go around Africa claiming to have cures for it and that kind of thing. These guys are big into this, man. They do it all over Africa. They do it in Zimbabwe. They do it everywhere. There are lots of these black preachers in South Africa. But the Nigerians are among the particularly craziest of the lot. They are wild. And preaching and being a prophet is big money, big business. And these blacks go for it like crazy. And it goes all wrong for them. It's like witchcraft. It's like the times when they did witchcraft, which they still do. And the trade in body parts and these things. They do these things and they claim all kinds of special powers. And there's big money involved. And rich blacks pay huge money for this. So I think coronavirus, given the ways that the governments don't give a shit, the governments are incompetent, etc., along with the madness, especially of black Christians and prophets jumping in on the bandwagon, maybe Africa could become quite a lovely place for the coronavirus to do a lot of business. And the coronavirus might spread, and while the coronavirus is spreading and killing people, there'll be prophets running around fleecing them off every cent they can. It could get fun. I think when I look at this map and all these stories, you see, Africa doesn't have the coronavirus because it's maybe too hot. I'm not so sure about that. I think lots of diseases breed quite well under hot conditions. I doubt that the heat of Africa is the problem. It's more like the IQ of Africa is the problem. So anyway, could be very, very fun here in Africa. Maybe the coronavirus is going to be doing some work here. South Africa's got the best infrastructure of the lot, and probably Egypt the second best. Nigeria's got a huge population, so maybe coronavirus can have some fun in the center of Africa and in all these other countries. And let's see how it goes. You know, maybe the Western world will get sorted out and they'll have coronavirus under control or under better control than anyone else. And then later down the line, you'll see Africa goes from zero to many coronaviruses. And our president already saying that the coronavirus is going to cause huge problems for the country. I think they're already getting ready to make excuses to go back to the Western world, to go back to the IMF, to go back to the UN, going and begging for a whole bunch of money, apparently for coronavirus, and a whole bunch of excuses for their failures, again, due to so-called coronavirus. Now, I think coronavirus, you're still going to see the best fun in Africa. And it's interesting, we must keep an eye on South America a bit too. I doubt they're as dysfunctional as Africa, but they do have quite a lot of problems. So it will be interesting to see what happens in South America. But I think Africa, stick around. Africa's looking real empty with coronavirus. Maybe in a year's time, Africa will be the number one place in the world with coronavirus. So this could get very interesting. And these black preachers and black Christians, oh man, once they get in on the act, they do anti-logical things, completely illogical, things that go totally against the grain. They can take a situation and make it worse all by themselves. It's going to be beautiful. I think there could be some interesting stuff. And don't believe the liberal, lying scum journalists when they tell you, oh, there are no cases of coronavirus in Africa because it's too hot. Nah, that sounds like liberal crap. But anyway, one thing that I'm very happy about, that I'm liking, that I think is good about the coronavirus, is that whites from all across the Western world have been rushing around Africa, Asia, China, going everywhere as if these places are as safe as Europe and America. And I'm very happy that these Europeans and whites from America are starting to get scared and suspicious of non-Western countries. I love it. I tell you, in the long run, it will actually save the lives of white people who might otherwise have been killed, because there are whites who've come to Africa on holiday and blacks have murdered them. And I'm really happy that this scare over China is so big, because I think it's hugely negative for China, and it's going to make whites across the world much more afraid to just run around to all these third world and other weird countries. I think it's excellent. I think it's also excellent for our politics. No, it's good. Let whites realize that all this other liberal junk, it's not true, and these places are dangerous. And I'm especially happy about it being China, because China is a problem. And I already am forming the opinion that the Chinese are busy cracking down on the spread of truth about the virus inside China. When I look at the latest statistics, all of a sudden there's no more news about any new infections in China, and it makes no sense whatsoever. Total rubbish. How can there not be any new infections in China? Because the virus was already spreading from that town. There were high-speed trains, and it had already spread to another city that was, I think, almost 1,000 kilometers away. And there are these 300 kilometer an hour high-speed trains. So this thing must have been spreading from city to city throughout China. And all of a sudden, there's no new infections. That makes no sense at all. All of a sudden, all the infections are occurring in countries outside China and none inside China. I think the Chinese government is already censoring this thing big time. But I'll discuss all these things more in a special coronavirus video, because I'm gonna go through a whole bunch of things that I was looking at. I was reading up all sorts of things, even military things, to try and assess what the hell is this thing really, and you know, what could the impact of it be. I think generally speaking, regardless of how this spreads in the West, I think generally speaking, this thing's going to be all round good for whites. I think generally speaking, as time goes by, when this thing has run its course, it will be good. I think it will add to fears, to racial fears, all kinds of globalism, travel, non-whites. I think it's good. I think it's good. However many people die from it, it will have been well worthwhile. As for the Chinese, they've got full-on censorship in China. Google and all these big companies are in on it. The Chinese government totally controls the internet. They totally control the internet. So if they tell Google and everybody else that they're not supposed to publish anything, I assure you it won't get out. So I think there's already big censorship on the go. But prior to the censorship, this thing is spreading through China like wildfire. And whatever the number of people are who get it outside of China, I'm still of the opinion that for every one person outside China who gets this, there are at least 100 people inside China who've already got it. My own thinking, when I look at some of the statistics, is that maybe we can expect 20 to 30 million Chinese to die from this. I really hope that that is what happens. And it might be several years before we actually find out what the hell has been going on. But I will bet you that they are running around like wild animals there, and that there's a total blackout. And this business of this hospital collapsing, why would a hospital collapse? Either it's just terribly built, which is probably the most likely thing, but there are weird things about this thing in China. And China is more fragile than you think. And I've been watching the Chinese and their reactions to this. I think they are much more fragile than we are. But I'll discuss the other issues and the science in a separate video. I just wanted to tell you, here in South Africa, we're living in this non-white ruled stupid country, and our priorities are like turned on their heads. It's beyond madness. And I'm just gobsmacked. It never occurred to me that people would be rushing for masks. And the pharmacist was saying, I mean, just at that one pharmacy alone, and there are pharmacies all over the show, and the pharmacist was saying at their pharmacy alone, they had to sell like 50 boxes of masks in one shot. In fact, that was one order. The order was for 50 boxes of masks. And that was just one order. They were getting other people coming in and wanting masks or wanting special soap, and it was going crazy. While I was there, it was fine. I mean, the people that were there are not hassled. It's not like it's a general panic. But there is something weird that's going on, and people are obviously very jumpy. And if it's Asians who are so jumpy here in South Africa, then it's very probable that those Asians have got deeper contacts in China, and they know how bad it really is in China. That might be part of the panic, because we do have Chinese here. We do have a couple of Chinese malls. In fact, I even buy some solar stuff from a Chinese guy. But he's not Chinese as from China. He's Chinese as from Taiwan. But we've got a China mall not too far from where I live, and there are quite a number of them. So we've got some Chinese around, so word must have been spreading. But I think Jews in the media are panicking the world, and I think there's a very real reason why. But my conclusions about China remain similar. I think China is more fragile than you think, and this is going to give it a good beating. And however much it hits the West, it's not going to be anywhere as bad as what's happening in China. The only difference is the Chinese and the Jews will lie about it. So those are some thoughts, but how ridiculous we are over here. One person is ill and the whole country is panicking. But we don't panic about murder. We don't panic about rape, gunfire. We don't panic about the fact that blacks are burning stuff, striking, blocking roads. There's so much of that stuff that goes on that I can look at my phone and I just see the messages pouring in almost every day of blacks striking, blacks blocking roads somewhere, blacks throwing stones somewhere or setting something on fire. Blacks are always unhappy. They're always striking for more money. And so it goes on, and it's been going on like that year in and year out. And it's rather boring. It's rather boring. It's just a continual, never-ending thing. And that too can only be bad for the blacks in the long run. So I think that globalism and liberalism is starting to come to an end, and maybe the coronavirus is gonna give it a bit more push. And like I've said before, more people are gonna have to die. I'm sad that it has to be this way, but until more people die, people are not gonna take the warnings about liberalism and Jews and communism seriously enough. So sadly, more people will die, but the vast majority will be fine. But all I can say is that South Africa under black rule, with liberals and Jews running around, I want to tell you, man, it's like sheer madness. Priorities are upside down. The way people think is crazy. They are worried about all the wrong things. And the things they should be doing, they don't do. And they worry about all kinds of other nonsense. What a dysfunctional country. It never used to be like this. Under white rule, this place ran like a well-oiled machine. These are my websites: historyreview.com, africancrisis.info, and white-shop.biz. This is my attempt to try and do some Jew-free trading and experimenting with the next level of stuff. So, thank you very much for listening. We'll be chatting again soon. Take care of yourselves.